Mahmoud's Diary, July 22, 1912, New York. Abdu'l-Bahá had planned to leave for Boston and Dublin today, but because of the arrival of the brother of the Khedive of Egypt, the great Emir, Prince Muhammad Ali Pasha, the master's departure was delayed. The master paid him a visit, which was returned by the prince. On each visit, this eminent, enlightened man received the utmost love and showed great interest. When the prince returned to Egypt, he published an account of his journey, describing his visit with the master, which is available everywhere in Egypt and elsewhere. On page 414 of his account, he describes his visit with Abdu'l-Bahá. Monday morning, July 22nd, I was informed that His Excellency, the Venerable Oriental Sage, Abbas Effendi, the head of the Baha'i movement, wished to see me. I therefore set 3 p.m. today for a conversation with him. Abbas Effendi arrived at the appointed hour. I received him with respect and regard for his reverence and honor. Age has not altered his extraordinary sagacity and infinite intelligence. He stayed with me for an hour and conversed on diverse subjects of great importance and usefulness, which amply testify to his vast knowledge and wide experience. Truly, he is a man of science and knowledge, and is one of the exalted personages of the East. We paid Abbas Effendi a return visit. He was living in a small but well-furnished house. Everything to ensure his comfort was available. He had a suite of 10 persons with him, wearing Persian kolas on their heads. From this orderly and well-organized reception, I understood that this revered personage, because of the weakness of the Americans, had brought such a large number of Persians with him, so that he might draw attention to himself. I do not mean this to lower the dignity of this great man. Nay, on the other hand, it shows his great intelligence and indicates his vast knowledge of the way by which he may impress the minds of the people, so they may turn towards him. His numerous, most impressive speeches have found a wide circulation in America. Indeed, the newspapers and periodicals are still publishing them with commentaries by the learned men of their religion. His influence has reached to such a prominence that bigoted and jealous people are protesting vigorously against him. I stayed with him for a long time, and we talked with each other on various subjects. He made me happy by his delightful talks. I departed from his presence with his love and reverence preserved in my heart. From such writings, those with perception can see that although the Khedive's brother was not a Baha'i, he was drawn to and affected by the master. His words are a brilliant testimony to the effectiveness of the master's talks, the impressiveness of his addresses, and the vigor with which Abdu'l-Bahá promulgates the teachings of God.